Chapter 19, Listening to the Stars. Later that night, Dale's bedroom door creaked open, shooting a dart of light to the bed where I lay, pretending to sleep. I propped up on my elbow, my bedstrings grumbling. Dale? Queen Elizabeth's toenails tick, tick, ticked across the floor. Hey, girl, I whispered, putting my hand out. Come on up. She leaped onto the bed and squirmed in beside me. I ran my hands down her velvety ears, and she nudged my wrist, comforting me. I snapped on the lamp, a homemade one from Miss Rose's wine bottle craft phase. Dale's room is okay unless you're squeamish, which I ain't. It smells rich and clean, just like a just-plowed field, thanks to the earthworm farm in his closet. Refugees from last summer's get-rich-quick scheme. His sheets smell like wind. His newt, Sir Isaac, stirred in the terrarium. I leaned down and scooped my scrapbook off the floor. Here, Liz, I said, opening the book. Sniff out a clue. What's up? Dale whispered from the door, and Liz and I both jumped. We're looking at photographs, I said. What are you doing up? Your mom is going to skin you alive if she finds you wandering around this house. It was true. Once we got to her house, Miss Rose barked out sleeping assignments like the colonel himself. I got Dale's room. She gave Dale and Lavender, who stayed to protect us, Lavender's old room. She kept hers. Doors locked, lights out, everyone in bed until morning, she ordered. Liz got hungry. I got her to make her a peanut butter sandwich, Dale said. I made us one, too. You seen her? She's over here, I said, as Liz's tail thumped the mattress. Dale dragged a cane bottom chair to my bedside. Here, Liz, she said, as she jumped to the floor. She gently took the sandwich from his hand and stretched out at his feet. She held the sandwich between her paws and nipped it. She eats ladylike, Dale said, tossing a sandwich to me. Extra crunchy, my peanut butter of choice. You're not sleepy, I asked. He yawned. It ain't that, he said. Lavender talks in his sleep. My heart jumped. Really? Did he mention me? Not unless you've changed your name to the Sycamore 200. What kind of photographs you got? He asked, peering at the scrapbook. Some Miss Lana brought from Charleston. Dale munched his sandwich, his hair spiked like a jagged halo, his pale blue pajamas misbuttoned and lopsided. I looked around his room at the faded wallpaper, at the NASCAR models his daddy gives him every year for his birthday, even though he really wants a guitar, at the small rack of weights. Since when do you lift weights? I asked him. Since never. Lavender gave them to me. He said to let them collect dust until I hit puberty. Then I can use them or sell them, whichever I want. He stuffed the rest of his sandwich into his mouth and licked his fingertips. So, he said, when do we start? Start what? Talking clues, he said, taking my notebook from the nightstand and handing it to me. About Miss Lana. He frowned and leaned toward me. She's been kidnapped, he said, slowly raising his voice at the end, as if I had gone dense. We are detectives. Some detectives, I said. We can't tell a bank robber from a bodyguard. We'll find Miss Lanamo, he said. We'll do like Miss Retzel taught us. Remember, define the problem, then solve it. Problem? He tilted his head the way Miss Retzel tilts hers when he gives up in math. I sighed. Miss Lana's been kidnapped by Slate. Because? How should I know? I wailed. Nothing makes sense. Shh, you wake Mama. He pulled Miss Lana's scrapbook toward him. Why would anybody want to take Miss Lana? I mean, she's nice, but she drives the colonel so crazy he stays away half the time. He glanced up from the scrapbook. I mean that in a good way, he said. I love Miss Lana. I know, I love her too. It could have been accidental, he said. Maybe Slate thought she was a movie star. Sure, maybe. She does wear wigs. No, he sighed, saving me the trouble of shooting him down. That's not it. Maybe she surprised him, I said. Maybe she found him ransacking the living room looking for something, or for the colonel. Slate had already been to our house once, remember? The night Mr. Jesse died. That's right, he said, and turned a page in the scrapbook. Who's this? I glanced at the photo. Miss Lana, prior to blossoming. He turned to her drama club collage. Wow, he muttered. Way to blossom. He yawned. Why would a bank robber take Miss Lana? What do bank robbers want? Money, I guessed as he turned to the photo of the young colonel with me on his knee. Only she ain't got none. Neither has the colonel unless... I stopped staring at the photo, at the open suitcase on the table. Dale looked up. Unless what? Unless Slate believes that old rumor about the suitcase full of cash. He snorted and closed the scrapbook. He can't be that stupid. Daddy started that rumor so people would be nice to the colonel when he first came to town. Never underestimate the power of stupid, Dale. What if Slate thinks the rumor's true? What if they kidnapped Miss Lana to get money that isn't even real? Dale scratched his head. Even if he did, we still gotta find a way to get her back. He stood up and stretched. Let's sleep on it, Mo, he said, picking up the scrapbook. Can I take this? I can study it while Lavender mutters. I nodded. Don't worry, we'll find her. Queen Elizabeth jumped to her feet. Liz, he said, you stay with Mo. A photo fluttered from the scrapbook as he closed the door. In it, a young colonel and Miss Lena stood arm in arm in front of an old church, smiling at me. The wind whipped Miss Lena's hair around her face. I laid it on the table, clicked off the light, and settled back into bed. I closed my eyes and tried to sense where Miss Lena was. Please, Miss Lena, I thought, think to me. I'm at Miss Rose's house. Finally, I shoved the sheet away and walked to the window overlooking the barnyard. The night sky stared back at me, patient and black, dressed in wide sweeps of stars. The colonel's voice found me, steady and clear. When you feel lost, let the stars sing you to sleep. You'll always wake up new. Do you understand what I'm telling you, soldier? I think I do now, sir, I whispered. I dragged Dale's beanbag chair to the window and fell asleep, listening to the stars.